This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football royalty sitting down with us here in the Diamonds Direct hot seat. And speaking of Diamonds Direct, Roger Staubach, please show that ring to the fan cam right there with all the Cowboy fans back home in DFW. That's a real ring, Howard Eskin, that Philadelphia crap that you were wearing. That looks good. What year was that?
This is the Super Bowl 12.
Okay.
So the rings are getting bigger and bigger every year as the game is getting more.
Yeah, right.
But I know this may sound crazy, and I know you probably are happier with this versus the size that they have now today. You wouldn't wear that gaudiness probably,
no,
right?
No, I have trouble with this one. I don't wear this other than like the Super Bowl. But it's really, you're right. It's
crazy.
Yeah, it makes more sense than the others are. Take up your whole hand.
Yeah.
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 They're almost too big.
Too big. Yeah. He is on the fan cam, also Facebook Live. Roger Staubach on the Home of the Cowboys with Sean and RJ. We want to talk to you about play calling. All these stories are out there with you versus Coach Landry, and you were capable of it. RJ always says, you know, turn over the play calling to Peyton Manning and your Aaron Rodgers and your Tom Brady. They're out there on the field. The Cowboys are going to go through a play caller transition. Scott Linehan out. Sounds like it's going to be Kellen Moore. And then we have some players tell us play calling's overrated, Roger, that it doesn't matter that much. How do you feel about that? Because I know you're passionate about that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's not necessarily overrated, but it's still reading defenses. Whatever play you have called, if you can read, if you look at the cornerbacks and their position a certain way on film, you see that, and you know it's a double zone, or if it's a double man to man, if they're going to, so really reading the defense is critical to and more important than necessarily, but still you call the right play against the right defense that's what you try to do. That's the ideal situation. But if you have the wrong play against the defense, reading that defense, you can go to another receiver instead of the main. So it's that's what Brady's so good at. He reads it right away, and he gets rid of the ball quick. And some of my problems were that I ran because if I didn't read the defense right away, I just took off.
Yeah.
Brady gets rid of that ball, and that's the way a quarterback should do it.
How long? I know it was different for you because you split some time early on. But how long did it take you to really kind of figure out that you knew like clockwork how to read these defenses? Because third year in the league for Dak, he's still learning. I mean, Tom, like you said, Tom's still learning now. I mean, how long did it take you to really kind of figure it out?
Well, I got better and better each year, but I still ran at the end of my career, so I was still improving, and I had 11 years, so
you started late too.
But teams changed. We went, we were the first team to go into the shotgun in 75, and so teams had to adjust to that. They had different defenses, so Coach Landry, where he was great was he was a former defensive coach. And so now he's on the offensive side. So he was always trying to put an offense together that would mess up the defense. So that's why we had motions. Coach Lant, we were way ahead of the game. In 75, we put in the shotgun. No one else had it. And that was to try to have the defense not read what we were doing.
Can you give that speech to this Cowboys offense, please?
It's a heck of a game, though, really. Yeah. It's the balance between the defense and the offense is it's a game in itself out there.
So all that creativity you're talking about, that's all pre-snap. Like, the routes are the same. Like, there's only a handful of routes that you can actually do. Is everything pre-snap then that you're talking about that should be what confuses defenses?
Well, the thing that can New England puts their receivers in tighter, and what'll happen. The Rams do also. I guess no. The Rams really put them in tighter. So New England will try to, you know, Belichick will try to hit the guys from, because they put them in tighter because they run crossing routes with each other to try to,
plays
but then you got to prevent them from doing that. So it's a coach's game out there too, and it's important that you have to execute because players still can make big plays into the wrong defenses because you got the skills to do that. But what we're talking about now is the game really is fascinating as far as trying to out-duel the other guy.
What's the next step for Dak? RJ is obsessed with him. I still have major questions. I don't want them to give him the major big extension while having another year before doing it and making up my mind. You've always been a humongous Dak fan. Where do you stand on him, and what's his next step?
I'm a little disappointed that the people don't see the whole Dak. You know, Dak is...
he's got accuracy issues, Roger. He's got accuracy.
There's accuracy issues, and you will see those with probably Tom Brady when he was a young quarterback. But you don't see him... giving up in the fourth quarter. You don't see him on making big plays. And the other thing is his teammates really respect him.
And his makeup is perfect.
And Dak, you have to have confidence in yourself, but you got to transfer that to your teammates. And everything that I see, and I see these guys interviewed, they respect Dak.
Yeah.
And Dak doesn't blame anybody. He doesn't complain. And he's had some problems. You know, Ezekiel was out most of the year. He didn't have the receiver situation. So he I think he's really a good football player, and he's going to continue to, with the team getting stronger, continue to be a great quarterback.
Captain America, number 12, Roger Staubach, sitting down on the home of the Cowboys in the Diamonds Direct hot seat, 105.3 The Fan. You are here on behalf of USAA. What are you guys doing here this week in Atlanta?
Well, the salute to service is the big issue at the Army-Navy game and here at the Super Bowl, where we get the NFL gets real involved in supporting the military, to the game. They bring veterans out to training camp, and they're really trying to do everything they can to let our men and women and families know we care about them.
Right.
And the salute to service is part of this weekend. Garland, I haven't met him, but the player from Atlanta is the salute to service winner this year for all that he's done personally for helping the military.
Who was your football idol?
Well, growing up, I would have to say goes a long way back. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio. I idolized Otto Graham, who was a Cleveland quarterback.
Yeah.
I was switched to quarterback my senior in high school. So then all of a sudden, changed my life because I then started to watch quarterbacks, and Otto Graham was there, and then Bart Starr, and a lot of quarterback. Today, it's. I mean, Troy Aikman was my hero in the 90s. I still watch the quarterbacks, and, of course, Brady's at I think the top of all of our list as far as quarterbacks, yeah.
We're letting you out of here on this. Were you better at football or real estate?
Well, I feel that I, as an athlete, that was my life, but I had a life after football and real estate. I've been in real estate for 47 years, and... Football 25 years. So I got involved in real estate when I was still a rookie in the off season with the Cowboys.
Yeah, real estate is cutthroat, and I'm like, how could Roger Staubach? He could be the president and the mayor of DFW. How could he be cutthroat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see it. He's always smiling. He's always so nice.
Well, I worked in the off season because I had three kids born in the Navy, so I was a 27-year-old rookie with kids. And that was the best thing that happened to me, was working 5 months in the off season, because that became my life, real estate, yeah.
You know we always love having you on the home of the Cowboys. We'll see you back in DFW. Thank you, Roger.
We love Dallas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.